Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Happy anniversary, baby. John Stanton joined us 21 years ago this month, became a member of our Brain Trust. He's been steadfast, abiding source of information and wisdom and support for me and for all the things that we do here and for you as he joins us and shares his wisdom and knowledge with us. John Stanton, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you very much. I can't believe it's 21 years.
I know it. We were just pups when we got together the first time, weren't we? Just babies.
Yeah, and I think that your listening audience was most of the people in the staff. I mean, you grew this thing.
Probably
like,
so.
I can't believe.
Yeah, I remember when I started doing my newsletter. I had about 4 subscribers the first week, I think. But anyway, you just got to keep it going.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you very much. We appreciate you being a steadfast and abiding source and friend for us over all these years.
Well, you know, it has been my pleasure, and it's my pleasure also to see you really becoming a major force for small business, because frankly, the small business owner is often ignored by a lot of the press and a lot of they want to talk about General Motors, they want to talk about
exactly
all these
right.
places. But the small business person has exactly the same problems and issues. Maybe not on the same level, but the same problems. They still need people to work for them.
Yep.
The issue of millennials and Gen Z, et cetera, is just as much a problem for the small business as it is for, you know, Procter & Gamble.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And speaking of which, we're talking about working, hiring, and employing, and training, and using millennials, Gen Y, and the Gen Z employees, which are just now coming into the workforce. You know, one of the things that I like to remind people about before we talk about the younger generations, John, I always like to preface it by saying this, which I mean with all my heart, and I'm kind of an expert on millennials. And Gen Zs, too. I'm becoming an expert on Gen Zs. I've got grandsons that are Gen Zs. But one of the things, John, that I found about them is as much as they sometimes are maddening and they drive us nuts, us older folks nuts, I have to remind people they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised, because they're the most unpretentious generation that we've ever had. I mean, their values are solid. But they do have different ways of thinking about things. You alluded to some of them in the previous segment. And it's so different from what we came up as baby boomers from our experience. When we came up, when we joined an organization, their expectations are so different than ours were. We can't use those memories to employ them, can we?
No, that's exactly the issue. That's exactly the issue, that the things that worked in the past, let's just say money. You know, millennials and Gen Z are concerned about getting paid fairly, et cetera, but they're not willing to trade off, you know, business work conditions that they're not happy with for money.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't think the organization is doing right, they leave. They leave in a heartbeat. And, you know, I can remember my mother, she thought the most important thing in the world was having a job. And the thoughts of leaving because, oh, they don't give you enough recognition wasn't even in her mind
right.
of something worth. So this recognition is an important fact, that it's you can't take advantage of people and make up for just paying them more. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah.
You know, another thing they're looking for, and it's kind of interesting. Most of us old people really didn't like working on teams. We kind of enjoyed a responsibility, doing it, getting it done, etc. These young generation people like working on teams.
That's right.
They're used to it. They required it in school.
They like collaborating.
So if you're, you know, if you don't have some teamwork, some real teamwork in your small business, they're not going to be happy. They like doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's been demonstrated over and over again, that the concept of working on it as a part of a team is important to them. And I think that all of these things, and there's lots of people can read about this. One of the things I would do is I would be open as an employer to suggestions of those young people with respect to technology.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, they're way ahead of us, way ahead of us. They think differently about technology, and we should listen to them with respect to ideas that they could do, et cetera.
One of the
Go ahead,
John.
Well, there's sometimes we think that these people who are just coming into the organization, you know, they have to learn. No, we're the ones that have to learn. It's their world now, and they do things differently. And
however, John, I'm going to caveat that a little bit. I'm going to parse it a little bit, and I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. Everything they need to know, they don't already know. They need there's some things that they can learn from us, and I know what you say is their world, and I've said that too, but there are some things that are fundamental that they sometimes don't regard because they don't like history. And when we come back after the break, we need to talk about some things that they need to move toward us a little bit on. I think this is really important. I know it is as an employer. Tim Till, right back with John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.